Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some relationship stories. Now, if you do love a relationship story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack straight on with today's first story. Today's first story is from Contract Kid 18, and it does come with an update. Titled, My Parents, 50s and 60s, Wrote Me, 18 Female, a Contract Dictating My Immediate Life. For context, I am 18 female. Can't move out due to reasons. Currently on a break year, studying for an entrance exam. They wrote me a whole contract dictating everything I do. They say it's for my benefit, but I think otherwise. It's not just my study hours or chores they are dictated over. My sleep hours, my leisure hours, what I eat, what time I take a shower, how long I can keep my door locked, how I can exercise, how long I can study my languages, which I do as a recreation for. Everything. Honestly, as I write this down, it just seems ridiculous. I'm not a toddler. When I tried to reject it, when I pointed out they were basically printing out my life on a sheet of paper and expecting me to be okay with it, they went ballistic. My mother went haywire. She called me manipulative and sneaky and other hurtful things. She said the objective was to make me a better person, said I was twisting everything by insinuating I being completely controlled. She started crying, ripped up the contract paper and threw it at me. She screamed at me the entire time, saying I was being ungrateful for all her hard work. It's a single side of paper with headlines in bold and a numbered list, and stormed off telling me she expected an apology. She's also been sleeping in my room for the past few weeks to make sure I don't sleep late or something. I don't know when she'll leave. It's been a few hours since this shitstorm and I'm holed up in my room. I don't know where to go from here. Should I just sign this stupid contract? Do I push it? I have no idea. If you read this far, thanks. ETA, since a lot of people have asked where I'm from. I live in India, so children are more or less financially dependent on their parents till they get a job post-education, and it's considered normal. Now, I think what I'm going to say is going to be pretty obvious, that obviously you don't sign the contract, your parents are manipulative for even doing this, sleeping in your room. I mean, what the hell? And it sounds like they're basically controlling every aspect of your life. And I'm not bashing on, you know, different cultures or anything like that, but I think there is just a cultural difference here. So for me to say the things I said previously probably isn't going to help in any way whatsoever. And we've had a couple of stories similar in the past, you know, where I remember one where they just had to wait until they was 18, gather some money and get out of there. And that's not what I'm advising, but that's what happened in that particular story. But we'll start off with Brad Vincent, 13, who says, do not sign. This is not even remotely a question. Your parents are disgusting, broken and manipulative human beings. I'm sorry, but I hope you realize your parents don't love you. They are using you to create the life they want. They are using you like an RPG video game. Get out. Stop believing whatever weird rules are in your head that say you can't. Those are lies. They are carefully crafted lies. They are imaginary rules. Your whole life is ahead of you and is not dependent on getting a degree exactly after high school. This is a defining moment in your life. Your ability to stand up for yourself and face your parents will pay off infinitely more than anything they could give you. Practical, more personal advice. Are you studying a STEM major? Then go into debt if you feel you have it in order to move out. Not studying a STEM major? Then stop going to school now and get a job. Move out with roommates either way. Edit. Personally, I never advocate for debt. I will never have debt, nor will be in debt. It's a spiritual principle I live by. This is the only time I've ever said that advice to someone ever. Your parents want every aspect of your life indebted to them. A bank would be infinitely kinder to you. Get out. Acres Evil is Law says, culturally, most of the responses you get from here are going to be different than what India is used to. Americans are very, very independent. Europeans are as well. You'll need to take that into consideration when deciding what to do next. Me, as an American, I also value my independence greatly. I would not accept and probably spitefully do everything wrong that I could. But I can also support myself and do not need to rely on my parents for anything. Cheek and Breek says, and quotes, "My mother went haywire. She called me manipulative and sneaky and other hurtful things." Then goes on to say, "Says the woman who literally wrote your life out behind your back and threw it in your face. Your parents are fucking insane. Do not apologize and don't follow the schedule. Make it very clear that you're not going to be doing any of that. You've still got a lot to learn at 18, but you're not a child anymore and you're certainly allowed, no, strongly urged, to make your own decisions moving forward." A low viral says, "Definitely a cultural difference for me, so I can't completely understand. However, don't sign the contract. Keep your cool and lay low. No point arguing or yelling. Maybe in a day or two things will cool down and you can have a talk with your mum. Is there one thing on that contract or a couple of things you can agree to? A few small compromises might help her feel like she has some control over you and perhaps give you a little room to breathe in other areas of your life." Jen5872 says, "The contract is ridiculous. If they want to treat you like a child, tell them that children can't sign contracts. If she says you can because you are 18, tell her she can't have it both ways. If she's sleeping in your room, go sleep on the couch. What she's doing is entirely inappropriate." And then there's many, many comments as well talking about the cultural differences and some people saying it may not be safe for OP to just, you know, to move out and get out of there. So it sounds like an incredibly difficult situation for OP to be in. As I said for myself, I could easily say, yeah, get out of there, it's very easy, but it just doesn't sound like it is in this situation. But now we're going to move on to the update to see what happened. So this update came 2 years later from the original post. "I just realized it's been almost 2 years and I'm almost 20 now, lol. I found some notes I took on the situation while it was still fresh, and I'm also going to give a newer update. Updates. 1. Someone in my DMs gave me a little speech where I could calmly outline my points. At this point, my father piped up and agreed with me, much to my shock. 2. My mother was still extremely unhappy. She apologized about throwing the contract at me, only after I mentioned it though. 3. She said she was insulted that I called the contract manipulative. 4. With a bit of negotiating, I got her to just focus on studying hours and sleep hours. This is to say, 8 hours for studying, 8 for sleeping, and the rest were completely mine. No monopoly. 5. I had to make daily study timetables and show her the work I'd done each day. I didn't want to do this, but there was no way around it. 6. This problem stems from the fact she enforced this timetable stuff on my older brother, who rolled with it. So it seemed absurd that I was rejecting it. Fair's fair, is what they said. 7. She still wanted an apology from me because I'd misinterpreted the contract. I refused. 8. I did not sign the contract and they couldn't force me to. 9. What's more, thanks to a commenter, I figured out that it wasn't even a contract, just a fancy list of rules. Consequences for not following these rules resulted in them taking away my e-devices, which I'd had for 3 weeks then. 10. She still wanted to sleep on my floor for another 2 weeks or so. I let it be, I sleep through the night anyway. Fast forward to now, and I decided to switch streams from medicine into arts, which was always something I wanted to do. I'm a lot happier, and now I'm moved away from the house and I'm settling by myself. My parents have become much less prescriptive. I haven't fully forgiven my mum, but it's in the past and I have a much better relationship with them now. I post this update in the hope someone who was in the same situation as I was in, find some hope that things get better if you speak up for yourself. If you've read this far, have a nice day. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of that situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and we're going to move on to another story. And our next story comes from the Today I Messed Up subreddit from Always Forget My User ID, who says, "Today I messed up by sleeping with a married woman." And it does come with an update as well. Yeah, this was actually last week. I don't know what to do. I just need this off my chest. It started out as a normal beer with my friends last Friday. We always go to the same pub to start, sometimes stay there all night. It's a cool pub which only plays heavy rock slash metal. If you're sick of chart music or pop, it's a great spot to hang out and play pool. We got there, I paid for a round of drinks for us, and we started out the night smashing Metallica and Sabbath on the jukebox. The friends I'm with have other friends who I'm less acquainted with, but I know their faces and vaguely their names. So as we're drinking and picking songs, a few girls walk over to my pals with the usual, "Hey, how you doing?" etc. The woman I'm talking about is one of these friends and introduced herself to me. She was nice, tomboyish, quite good looking, and I had fun chatting with her. She asked me to put Bruno Mars on at this pub. First red flag. A few more drinks into the night, we got bored of the jukebox and head out to the beer garden to smoke and chat some more. I immediately noticed wherever I sat, she would pick the seat next to me and sort of lean in. She would get really close. I thought, okay, cool, she seems interested in me. Maybe this could be a good night. I told her I was staying with my buddy and his girlfriend at their place since my car was already there. She's good friends with my buddy's girlfriend, so she blagged staying over there too, and we all got a taxi back together. We got back and continued drinking and partying together. We were all really drunk and the flirting was less awkward at this point. She was cuddling into me on the sofa whilst we all chatted. At some point around 3 a.m, she pulled her phone out and says, "Wonder what the hubby's up to." And I was like, "Wait, what? You have a husband?" To which she replied, "Yeah, for 10 years. This was just a stepping stone in the fuck up. I asked her to come outside and chat about it, saying like, "What the fuck are we doing?" She explained the relationship had been dying for years. They live separately and it's not even a real relationship anymore. I don't know what I thought about this, but I kept the flirting up as this calmed me a little bit about the situation. Eventually, we ended up in bed together and had sex. It was awful. I don't think we were compatible in that regard, but I tried my best nonetheless. I didn't want to be labeled as a shit shag or whatever. I don't know. So I wake up the next day pretty early and leave saying thanks for hanging out, etc., but I gotta get home. I thought, okay, mistake has been made, but we'll just leave it at that. After all, her marriage isn't going well and will inevitably end. And here comes the fuck up. She found and messaged me on Facebook, something along the lines of, "Would gladly let you throw me around again, kiss, kiss, kiss." And I clicked on her profile. My fucking heart dropped. I instantly recognized the pictures of her husband, and they look so happy together. At least online they did. The husband is someone I used to smoke with and chill a lot, through secondhand friends. We had the same dealer and would chill at the dealer's house for a couple. This happened weekly for nearly a year or two, but we never really knew each other past that. All I can say about this dude is he is really a great person, and I enjoyed his company. Sometimes he would talk about how his wife is being crazy and distant with him, and it made him sad. I fucked up, guys. I need to tell him, but I don't want to hurt anyone. But it's beyond that now. I followed my cock and this is where it landed me. F my life. And there is an edit and an update. So the edit says, okay, so everyone seems 50-50 on telling the husband or not. But I'm honestly leaning towards telling. I'll update if I do or don't. I need to plan this. Edit 2. All right, I'm gonna tell him. I'll report back tomorrow night, UK time with an...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Update. And then we have the update. But before we dive into that, we're going to check some of the comments to see what they say. So MT Hugh says, "My fiance cheated on me. She did so with a co-worker. She told a mutual friend what was happening and he didn't inform me of the situation. I feel seething hate for the guy who helped my ex-fiance cheat and the mutual friend. Tell the husband now. His world may crumble, but at least someone told him. I had to find out on my own and now I can't trust anyone for a long time. The husband deserves to know if their partner is cheating. Fucking blows. We are supposed to be adults in this world. If you want to sleep around, then fucking leave your current partner and be a damn adult about it. And for future reference, don't sleep with a married person if you can help it. One day you might have to deal with someone doing it to you. So the least you can do is help someone out. Thunderbird Down Under says, be a man, tell the truth. You met a woman, things progressed. She told you she was separated, so you didn't think anything more until you find out it was his wife. Apologize and let the man move on and find a person who isn't a cheating piece of shit. Bobcatnap123 says, I'm gonna be honest, man. You know this guy, you have all the proof that his wife has been messaging you. It sounds like she definitely doesn't want you to tell him, and she's telling you a bunch of things so you won't tell him. But if you really feel bad about it, and you know the guy, just tell him. Like, sure, it could go badly, but that's why you do it over text and not in person. Of course, you don't have to tell him, but his wife is cheating on him and you have solid proof. Sure, you don't know anything about their relationship, but if it's truly a relationship falling apart, this could help him in a divorce case. It's up to you in the end though, man. Critical Pam says, there were lots of poor decisions made that night. You knew she was married before you decided to sleep with her. Who was she married to should be irrelevant. In the future, I would make it a policy to keep your dick out of women you know are married. You can move on from this one night stand of poor decision making. And we'll have one more comment before that update from CH215, who says, this is on her. She is the one with the vow, not you. You can feel bad for the guy without feeling guilty. Just know and be honest with yourself that in a situation where you had a girl into you, it did not matter to you she was married because it did not matter to her. If that is a painful truth, make better decisions in future. You can become the kind of person you want to be, who would do the things you want to do in the same situation. It's a choice to have honor. Now we're going to move on to that update to see what happened, because he's going to go and tell the husband apparently. I can't see this ending well. So, update. So, hi guys. I got a lot of DMs. I tried to reply to most, but struggled. You either hate me or empathize with the situation. I get it. It's a topic that's going to get some emotional responses. Either way, thanks for the advice. Let's get on with the post. All last week, I had been avoiding responding to the woman in question, putting off for a day or two at a time. She was pretty insistent on making it happen again, and it only added to the guilt. A day or two before I posted, she had messaged me, X has sent you a photo, and says, still got cold feet, with a winky face. I saw the message previews and ignored it until last night. I didn't know what to respond and got worried about opening it. It was exactly what you think it was, a provocative picture. I just thought to myself, oh fuck. After thinking for a while, I responded with, listen, I've said my piece on it. I don't feel right about this situation. I already feel guilty and I can't see how this will end in any way other than tears and me getting my head kicked in. This didn't really faze her. If anything, I think my lack of response and pushing her away fueled her more. She kept saying, it's my problem, not yours, which I understand but also disagree with. Pissing a guy off is definitely my issue too. I said to her that I just can't do it and I think we should come clean. She had a weird response. It was like she was opposing what I'm saying, but also trying not to annoy me. Like she was trying to be very nice in how it was worded. I understand, but I can't do that. It would hurt him. I just responded, it's a little too late for avoiding hurt. If you want to do it, then feel free. But if not, I'm going to myself. She came back with, I can't deal with this shit right now. I can't do it. Please don't tell him. I haven't replied to that last message. More have followed and I haven't opened them. She's blocked now anyway. So, I got the husband's number from our shared friend. I called him up and said, hey mate, can we meet for a beer? I have an important thing to tell you. I'd rather do it face to face. He seemed to understand it was important and said, I'll be there as soon as possible. We actually met at the same pub. I bought us a beer and went into the smoking area to talk. Hadn't seen him in a couple of years, so it was strange meeting in this circumstance. He was as friendly and nice as I'd remembered him. Always smiling. We sat down and I just fumbled for a good 2 minutes. I am quite stuttery at the best of times, so I kept messing my words up. It was mainly anxiety hitting me. He had a quiet, calm look on his face, just waited and watched me. As the fumbling went on, he interrupted me and said, I can see you are nervous, just finish your drink and say whatever you need to say as soon as you put your drink down. So I did exactly that. Necked my beer and said, I had sex with your wife. And I didn't know it was your wife until after. She played down the relationship and said, you aren't even living together. I'm so sorry, mate. I fucked up. It was a horrible mistake. Something along those lines. He sat there looking slightly pissed for what felt like an eternity, but in reality was 5 seconds at most. Don't live together. with a confused face. Are you fucking serious, bro? Or are you taking the piss? I proceed to show my phone. The messages explained her demeanor throughout the night. I even showed the Reddit post. It was awkward for a good 10 minutes while he quietly analyzed my phone and took screenshots and photos. I didn't know the entire time if I should talk, not talk. I just didn't know how to behave in that situation, really. His hands were shaking and he was visibly getting more and more angry and upset. After he took all his evidence, he stood up, threw the remainder of his beer in my face and said, "Next time, go fuck yourself instead, you stupid word I can't say on YouTube," and threw my phone across the beer garden. He went to walk away, turned back around and slapped me in the face, effing hard. I got ready to fight in case he carried on, but he just glared at me for a few seconds, then walked back inside. As I was picking my phone up, he popped his head back into the beer garden and said, "Talk to her again and I'll snap your legs, you effing word I can't say on YouTube," and then promptly left for good. I imagine to go have his argument with her. My instincts tell me if I hadn't asked her to stop straight away in the messages, he would have knocked me into next week. From memory, I've seen him in altercations with other people, arguments at least, on behalf of our shared friend. He was never overly angry and relatively calm, so for him to publicly slap and throw beer over someone, he must have been very angry. Understandably so. This is with CCTV everywhere in that place. I must say, in conclusion, I feel slightly better. I feel better saying I've told him than when I'd not told him. However, I feel like shit. That hit home. That showed me how real it had become in someone else's life, which I was a part in creating. I feel manipulated by her slightly, but more so guilty about the husband. I won't be doing that again. Edit, she is definitely safe. I checked with friends, don't worry, and I am too. And I'll be very interested to know what happens in the future between like these people, because it sounds very much like this is a UK post from the language, like the mate and all that sort of stuff and pub.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We'll have our little favorite local pubs that we go to. I got one myself, and this is probably a place they all go gather to meet. So it's going to be very awkward in the future for these friend groups to meet there because, you know, that husband is going to see him and give him glaring eyeballs. And, you know, after a couple of beers, being drunk, things are going to erupt again, I can imagine. Maybe not, but that's the way it feels. But personally, I think the husband did deserve to know. Sure, you got a beer in your face and you got a little bit of a slap, but hey, anyway. What do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today. It means the absolute world. And if you do have a moment, would you please consider hitting that like button? And if you'd like to join up on either of the memberships, you can click that join button down below for YouTube or click the link tree in the description and join up on Patreon. Never any pressure to do so, but hugely helps out the channel. Thank you so much for your love, time, and support. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.